Over the past few months, we've seen the IPO market go from hot to not, with proceeds slowing more than 50% in the third quarter when compared to the prior period. And tonight we put the focus on the unicorns, the nickname used for startups with private valuations of $1 billion or more that are losing large amounts of money. Uber and Lyft continue to sink below their offering prices, while WeWork's delayed its listing as its valuation drops as well. And John Colley from the Warwick Business School joins us on the line now with his analysis. John, thanks so much for your time this evening. So we're taking a look at the IPO market for 2019 with WeWork, but also Airbnb just having shelved plans to go public, and tech darlings Uber, Lyft and Slack having had a less than stellar performance after going public this year. The IPO market, hot or not in your books?
It's very definitely cooling. There's no two ways about that. The various tech IPOs we've seen have been pushed out at far too high a price. A price, I have to say, based more on marketing than it is on any kind of fundamental valuation. If we take Uber, for instance, it was originally mooted at $120 billion. It was listed at $83 billion, and it's now worth about $55 billion. Lyft, really similar kind of figures. Look at WeWork. It was originally mooted at $70 billion. They looked for $47 billion, and there was little support at $12 billion. So they pulled that. Since then, we've had various other withdrawals. As you say, Airbnb has pushed itself into next year. And the market is definitely cooling rapidly, I think principally because the investment banks and founders are overvaluing. Mm. Now, when you overvalue an IPO, it means that investors buying into it can't make any kind of return. Indeed, they just sit on losses, which they are doing now. And that means that they won't attempt the next IPO. And as a consequence, they are quite rapidly now, I think, foreclosing the IPO market. Now investors have become tired, and the problem there is that if there's no exit for venture capital and initial investors, they're not going to invest, and it's going to staunch the flow of funds into technology stocks in particular.
To what extent, John, is this a new phenomenon? And I ask the question because I came across findings of an IPO expert at the University of Florida highlighting that between 1980 and 2017, there were more than 8,300 stocks that went public. The average return on that investment on the first day of trading was a gain of almost 18%. But then over the ensuing 3 years, IPOs underperformed the market by nearly 18% in total. So it doesn't seem to be new.
No, I don't think it is. But I think the scale of it here is really the problem. That looking for huge valuations for businesses losing very large sums of money. So if you take someone like Uber, and there's been a lot of doubts about their business model, they lost $4.5 billion last year dollars, and probably do something similar this year, and were expected to value it at $83 billion. Now, if you just look at their model, it's very debatable whether it'll ever make much money. And so clearly investors are starting to doubt the models as much. And WeWork is quite similar. It's losing $2 billion a year. Mm. And there's nothing new about their model. There's plenty of other, businesses run very similar models and have much lower valuations. So I think investors are becoming quite concerned at the moment that the market has become too hot, and that really simply they're hugely overvaluing stocks and they've got little chance of making any money, the people who buy into the IPOs. So in effect, the IPOs are starting to come to grief now. As we see, WeWork has delayed, but my guess is that might be a long time before we see that one again. Yeah. Airbnb has delayed a year, maybe sometime never there.
John, what kind of shift, if any, do you see this triggering amongst private market investors when it comes to valuing these companies? Because clearly they've learned the lesson that public markets are less forgiving and put these companies under a whole lot more scrutiny.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think, first of all, if venture capital investors, the initial investors, push very large sums of money into these, startups, then they do just spend it. We've seen an element of profligacy amongst quite a few of them. Indeed, it's mooted that Adam Newman at WeWork has been able to extract $700 million from WeWork before it even goes to an IPO. And so quite a bit of this money is definitely being wasted. And I don't think it does any harm to cool the flow of money into them, because at the moment it's so great that much of it is being wasted. It really is. I think also there are lessons around valuation that they're simply way, way, way over the top, and that the investment banks, principally, it's their job to value these and need to make them much more attractive to investors, which in part includes a much lower price.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of other things they need to do as well, in that the corporate governance has been quite dubious with a number of them. I mean, with WeWork in particular, there's been all sorts of issues about weak corporate governance and relationships between Adam Newman's own private companies and what would be a public company of WeWork, which has been greatly concerning. There's been the issue of founder shares, where they get 10 times the voting rights. So in reality, the new investors really don't have a voice. If they don't like the way the business is being run, then they simply, there's nothing they can do other than sell their shares. So I think these areas also need to be sharpened up and made much more attractive.
Absolutely.
To initial investors.
Well, John, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. John Colley is with the Warwick Business School.